Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances continue with scattered showers and storms roaming around. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, perhaps not as many storms as today, but tomorrow and Monday will feature a decent supply, both days with high temperatures right around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms become quite likely on Tuesday as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It must be true. Once again, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time, once again, for the new and improved Clearing the Air. And back from not quite dead status, but merely resting, is your intrepid host, a man who is mind is numbed and is really struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. I will be honest and tell you that 2 weeks ago, I never thought that this moment, me back behind the mic, would ever take place. But here I am again, me in my usual Saturday spot, hopefully you and yours, ready to uncover that which has been hidden from us. Welcome to the new and improved original version, 5+ years and still going, Clearing the Air program. Now, tonight in the Blue Water Studio with yours truly are two people who are largely responsible for my being here, the incomparable postman and your newly designated backup post, Jason, what's your last name, Johnson?
Yes.
Jason Johnson. Now, if you like my being on the air, then these are the two men to whom you owe a debt of gratitude. However, if my being on the air gives you, according to Maurice, the heebie-jeebie-jeebie-jeebies, then these are the two men you need to blame. Just lay it out there like that. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It is great to be here. I want to publicly thank both of them, so thank you, fellers, as we say. Well, actually, let's go back to our original normal shtick. Say hello to the people, Jason.
Hello to the people, Jason.
Thank you. All right, here's the important stuff, folks. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program. You need to do your own investigating and come to your own conclusions about what's really going on in this world. And remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain for yourself. You know, back when Postman first began to bring his unique perspective of everything to this program, he and I would get together once a week and kind of go over what we were going to talk about on the next program. However, after a while, we found that we no longer had to do that because Saturday after Saturday, we would both show up, show after show. Regardless of the topic, we were always on the same page, as it should be. We had a synchronicity that could not have been an accident, and I think we still have that. Now, Postman knows about my struggles more than anyone, I guess, because I hardly ever open up to people about what's going on with me, lest they think I'm worthy of a new jacket, you know, that laces in the back with really long sleeves. So, thank you, Postman. Thank you for everything you've done. It's been fun so far. Let's keep it going as long as we can.
All right, let's do it.
And that being said, Jason, we, the three of us, need to get together and come up with a contingency plan. If something happens to me, if something happens to him, if something happens to you, that we can just immediately plug in and keep going. Because they're going to come after us. If we keep going down the road, we're going. And what's amazing to me is to listen to the other shows and how they're starting to wake up to stuff we were talking about 5 years ago. But they're starting to creep into their consciousness. It's interesting. You know, I'm not an I told you so person. I never have been. So I'm not going to go down that road. But it's fascinating to me that they're starting to wake up to what's really going on. And it's cool. I should be happy about it, but I'm not. That's that part of that ego thing. Sorry. Most of you do not believe anything that I tell you about what I call Morgellons, but as Frank, another person to whom I owe a tremendous debt, said a few shows back, in 6 months, everyone will want to know what Morgellons is. And I think he's right. I think he's absolutely correct. Because I tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling they cranked up 5G. Because my symptoms have quadrupled overnight. I can't keep up with the explosion of fibers all over my body. And now, this incredible can't-be-satisfied itching has started and shows no sign of backing off. It's unreal what's happening, people. We got to wake up soon, or we're not going to have a chance. All right, we're going to take calls a little later in our program. Please, let's clear the 7 o'clock hour before you start dialing us up. But when that time comes, 272-9228. All right, I suppose I owe you all an explanation. If you read the official Clearing the Air blog on Facebook, you already know most of this, but here it goes anyway. There's something that we Morgellon sufferers have that's called sticky blood. Now, whether it be out of a wound or it's passed out of the body, it's blood that has an elasticity to it. What I mean is you can grab it with tweezers, and when you go to pull it, it stretches. No kidding. Well, as a genuine certified think-outside-of-the-box person, I dropped a blob of the sticky blood into a medicine bottle half-filled with 30% hydrogen peroxide. You can get that at a beauty supply store. What happened next was totally unexpected. The bottle heated up to 85 degrees immediately, and then a cylindrical-shaped mass of foam began rising up and out, carrying the blob of sticky blood with it. I had to transfer it to another bottle about a quarter of the way filled with hydrogen, about half what I had in the first bottle, and I had to go back and forth until it settled down. But once it did, that blob of sticky blood had solidified into a weird-looking mass of, well, I don't know what it is. I don't know what this stuff is. It's pretty wild-looking. I broke some of those images down today, and I'm going to put them on Facebook tonight as the show progresses. We'll kind of go from there as it does. But thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for once again allowing me and allowing us to play in this radio world of yours one night a week now, folks. And I'm sorry I couldn't do six nights a week. It was killing me. When I started passing blood, it freaked me out a little bit, especially when it's sticky blood and it solidifies, like I just told you. It's a little creepy, I got to tell you. People are starting to wake up to this, Morgellons. There's a lady I know named Lisa from Mississippi or Louisiana. There's so many people that I interact with online, I can't remember. But she's got a website, Morgellons, The Colonization of Earth. And as crazy as that sounds, go look at her site. It will freak you out. But she's been sending me this stuff for years. She has the wildest looking lit things in her skin. It's wild. But it's happening. And the big question is, and this is something we're going to have to deal with Postman about later on in the program, is this from Earth or is this extraterrestrial? That's what I want to know. But let's go ahead and hit this first break. It's a short 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air, 272-9228. But please wait till after 7. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Today is the day for doing at the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Get a variety of HDX shelving units, then fill them with Tough Totes, including 27-gallon totes, a special buy at just $8.98. These durable black and yellow totes are strong enough to stack and durable enough to last. Put everything in its place and get yourself to the right place. The Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, this week it's been space. The question seems to be, did we go to the moon? Now, various people believe we did, and various other people refuse to believe that we did. So what's the truth? You know, something interesting, I was listening to Barron's show the other day. We were just talking off mic about this. And in the studio with him, he had guys, somebody in there probably, well, I know older than him. And he had a couple that were younger or his age. And when he asked them, do you believe we went to the moon? The younger ones all said yes. The older ones all said no. And that's kind of how it shakes down, because people that are our age, how old are you, Jason Johnson?
44.
I'm 58. Postman, how old are you?
58. You're younger, yes.
Yeah, we have been around long enough, and we started looking into what we've been told, and we know we've been lied to so much that I don't take anything at face value anymore. I do not believe what they tell me just because they tell me I should believe it. And I think you get that. You get a little jaded with being lied to so many times. As you get older, you begin to not trust the government, which I believe is a healthy thing. But the younger ones haven't reached that point yet. But anyway, I'm going to ask each of you. I'll start with you, Jason. Do you believe we went to the moon?
I believe we did.
Okay. Postman?
Yes, I believe we went to the moon, too. And I can give you probably 1,000 reasons why I think we went. You know,
I guess I'm the only one in here that doesn't believe it. And let me tell you, first let me tell you why I don't believe it, and then you can tell me why I should believe it. I don't believe it because when Trump got elected and he said, we're going to go back to the moon, NASA said, well, gee, gosh darn it, we'd really like to help you, Mr. President, but we've destroyed all that equipment that got us to the moon. We're talking about the one indelible great moment of mankind, and they're going to destroy everything that they used to get us there? Does that make any sense? Why would they destroy this technology? Why would they throw all this stuff away? Does that make any sense?
Yes, to me it does. Yeah. To me it does.
Tell me why. I don't get it. What am I not getting here?
Here's why. Because we're about 500 years ahead of the technology that they used to put us on the moon back in 1968, 69, 70, 71, 72. And the way things are done now is compared to the Stone Age, you know, back in the day. Now, and one thing is this: these speaking stones that we have. You know what I'm saying?
Cell phones. Yeah.
Cell phones. Yes. And I mean, look at this technology. I mean, it's fascinating. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And an ordinary person can't understand. You know what's in it that makes it work. They say it's a computer, but it's much, much more than that.
Well, I've heard that your cell phone's about 100 times more sophisticated and has 100 times more capability than all the spacecraft they sent up to the moon did.
Right.
Well, with the computers that they used to go to the moon with, you would be able to fill like 3 hangars full of these computers and still not equal the capacity of one smartphone.
Okay. All right, so you're saying they destroyed it because we didn't need it.
Right, because it was obsolete.
But why are they still saying we can't get back to the moon without it? Or is that just a lie?
That's just a bald-faced lie, because of the fact that they don't want to they don't want Trump to look good in any in
valid point
in any life. That. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
And they're going to try to level best to try to stop him from reaching his agenda. But as long as he's in office and he has supporters, and he has the power of our prime creator behind him, he will succeed. And I don't know if I'll not say that on air. But
it's okay. It's all right. You're among fiends. I mean, friends. You can say.
But
that.
It's apparent that they don't want him doing what he's doing.
True.
You know, because he's making a lot of progress. I mean, he's making a lot of progress. And somehow or another, you know, when he started to come into power, I was watching him on television, and I used to watch and see how quick he was on his feet, you know, with certain answers.
He's very intelligent,
and nobody could compete with that, nobody. And not to mention when he would go to certain rallies, I mean, I heard, what's the lady used to come on before you used to, and you took a slot, Laura.
Laura Ingraham.
Laura Ingraham.
She's TV now.
She mentioned one incident. It was in the Northeast. I don't forget what state it was in.
But Minnesota stand.
Yes, but But anyway, I mean, it was like meeting in a football field or something, or some grandstand that was out in the middle of a field. And she said she looked around and she said, gosh, it's people as far as she can see. And it was out in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Who does that remind you of? That kind of popularity that people would feel that much and stand in line and wait. Who does that remind you of?
Well, it reminded me of...
1930s?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
That and of course, people followed him, you know, for a good reason.
Yeah.
The way it was with Dr. King when he was doing his thing or rallies, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But as far as going to the moon and the technology is concerned, you know, we've had this technology that was greater than what Von Braun came up with. As a matter of fact, he was working on more than one project. And because they had already achieved space flight. They had, believe it or not, folks, they had already achieved interstellar travel in 1938.
InSearch broke that story, and it's funny because you've been saying that for 5 years, and InSearch, quote, broke that story a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and they manufactured several vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And and they actually look kind of quaint. They look like a submarine in space. It's kind of amazing because that's all it is.
Well, aerodynamics doesn't matter in space, right?
Right. That's all a starship is. It's a submarine in space.
True.
Right. And but the drive system in them, they were over and above anything.
Yeah.
Anything that the Sovereign class Enterprise in the movies would have on it. And it's difficult for people to fathom.
Yes, it is. Well, the way I see this is that NASA is basically a front, and it has been a front for several things. Number one, to receive massive amounts of our money from the federal government. Who knows what they're doing with it? Maybe it's funneled from there to the space, secret space program. I don't know. But they're getting tons of money. And also to deceive us into believing that the only way that we can possibly ever hope to traverse the stars is with rocket engines. To use enormous controlled combustion or explosions to push us past the Earth's gravitational pull through the atmosphere and out into space. You see, what they don't want us to know is that there is another way, a better way, that requires no liquid oxygen, no jet fuel, presents no danger to the traveler, but one that's been kept a secret by the powers that shouldn't be for a very, very long time. And I'm talking about portals, stargates. The powers that shouldn't be have fought wars to possess these stargates, and they will not and cannot allow another group to control them lest they use them to go and get help to depose these Luciferian psychopaths that are running this joint. Does that sound feasible?
Yes, it is. And every single war that's been fought, I would say 20th century. Yeah, during the 20th century. And there was a couple that fought in the 21st century. Over a portal.
Vietnam.
Right.
We know that. What about the littler ones like Panama and all that other crap? Was that have something to do with it too? Because South America plays heavy in this whole Stargate portal thing.
Right. Iraq was one for sure.
Yes. The first thing they do is loot the museums.
Yes. And another one was in the Soviet Union over in Crimea. That was another one.
Another was a huge crash there. Was that the one that they got the dead aliens from and the ship?
That one was in the that one was in Russia.
Okay.
Because every country that's spacefaring, and if you can look it up, every one of these countries are under the Vector 7 sigil. Every one of them are. That includes us, Japan. I mean, you name it. They're there. All of our allies are spacefaring. And if you look at their space program logos, almost all of them are almost identical. Even Iran is a spacefaring nation.
Wow.
They are. And the reason why they want to get into Iran so bad is
portal.
There's a portal there.
Now, does each portal go to a different destination?
All of them are linked. All of them are linked to what people not in the scientific arena, they call it they call it the serpent. All of them links to a main serpent or a serpentine wormhole, in other words.
So you get to choose your destination when you get
right.
to that wormhole?
Uh-huh. But see,
so these are like little sublines going to the big Union Station, and Union Station is this wormhole.
Right, and it can be accessed by technology.
That's why we don't need NASA
yeah.
to go to space.
That's why we don't need it. But
is there a jumping off point to the moon on Earth?
There are several jump points to the moon, and a lot of them are on these military bases. They actually have jump rooms that you can go to.
I've read about those.
To actually sit down. Once you sit down in the chair, and they don't even lock you in. All you do is sit in the room, and I'm told there's a buzzing, they'll actually count down to the time to your destination.
Wow.
And it was actually in a song that I heard, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Never heard it.
If there are any listeners out there that know what group sings that song, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, we can Google it, baby.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing.
Well, I've heard Lord Eisenhower, the great-great-granddaughter of the Eisenhower, Ike, talk about doing that, going to Mars, and she claims that Barack Obama was on Mars with her when she was in that program. But who knows?
Yeah, because there's a 250,000 people there. I mean, they got manufacturing plants. They're actually manufacturing some of the biggest supply ships, some of the biggest mining ships to go to all over the galaxy to mine certain things.
You know how crazy that sounds, right?
Yeah,
it does sound crazy.
I know too,
and I'm not attacking you on that. I'm saying, people, you're going to freak out when you find out what's really going on and how in the dark we are sheep. We have been kept in a pen. They don't want us to know anything. We're like cows watching a passing train. We have no idea of the technology on that train. All we know is this thing zips past us twice a day.
But all I know is we're up next.
Yeah, it's coming.
Earth is up next. Earth is up next to be subdued. And the believe it or not, folks, the higher-up angelics are here.
I've heard that, too, from several people that I really, really trust. They're on stand-down mode. They're waiting.
Right, they're waiting.
Yeah.
And when the thing goes down, it is going to be absolutely huge.
I thought about something. Y'all tell me what you think about this. And I threw this by the little short, mean woman. I bounce everything off her, and that's probably why she looks a little dazed and confused these days. Okay, if God puts this moratorium out there, because who are we to say we're the only things he ever made? I totally don't believe that. I believe he made billions of different species. Apparently, he's put the order out. If you want to go to Earth and observe them, that's fine, but do not interfere. Let them stay on their own progression. All right, if he's given them that edict, would he not give us that edict as well? And tell us, if you're going to get out there and play in the solar system, do not interfere with these other species.
Right.
Do you believe that, Jason?
It makes sense to me, yeah.
I know that's a weird jumping point, but
I mean, we know just from reading the Bible that he did create others. So
I have sheep that you know nothing about.
Yeah,
that's what Christ said.
Well, not just that. I mean, he talks about all the different types of angels and angelic beings, and
those are just in the books they left.
Yeah, yeah, that's not counting the stuff that we don't even get to read because it was withheld from us.
Yes,
and judging from all the species that are on Earth, and like I've said on the program. A few times that what Earth is. Earth is an incubator and an ascension machine. I mean, look at all the species here on Earth. And it's obvious that we've been tampered with.
Oh, heck yeah.
Human beings.
Yes.
And for every species that walks this planet, there is a sentient extraterrestrial
race
species yeah. out in space somewhere in the galaxy.
All right, folks, chew on that while we hit this break. That's a bold statement. We're going to get into that when we get back. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. It's quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what, I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of Prompt and Personal.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances continue with scattered showers and storms roaming around. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, perhaps not as many storms as today, but tomorrow and Monday will feature a decent supply, both days with high temperatures right around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms become quite likely on Tuesday as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Gosh, we've been talking about so much deep, deep stuff already. 5G is up in Montgomery. Jason knew it before I knew it. And then, of course, when he told me, then I started looking at what was going on with me, and I can tell it, definitely. And there, the thing is, like we were just talking about, there these little towers, they have to be many more of them and much closer together than what we have now. It's bad stuff, folks. Bad stuff. There's some towns in America that have outlawed them already. Thank goodness. You know. Anyway, what were we talking about, Postman? You were making a point.
Yeah, we were actually talking about space.
And, yes.
What's out there.
I don't hear him in the mic.
You don't hear me in the mic?
I don't hear him in the mic.
You don't hear Postman in the mic? How about now?
Yeah, I can hear.
Can hear.
Yes.
Well, what's going on here? Ah, okay. Sorry, my bad. We were talking about space, the final frontier.
And whether or not we went up there or not. Yeah, I think we went. You know, but the main problem with that quaint equipment they were using was the Brookings Institute. They were the one that actually probably helped decide it to do it the manual way. That is the manual way, the way they went.
Yes, it is, using controlled explosions to push us.
Right.
Which is crazy when you think about it, because especially there's no way to have enough. You cannot use that technology to go any further than the moon. There's no way, because the ship would have to be so big to have enough fuel just to get beyond the moon, like Mars. There's no way to use that old technology to get to Mars. No way. They have to use some of the newer patented technology, stuff the Nazis developed in the 30s, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You'd run out of fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the main reasons that they couldn't tell us about it, you know, because of, what they're using is actually free energy to actually go to space with, to go interstellar with, and to produce a light speed drive system or interdimensional drive system is actually free energy.
You know, I think most people don't understand interdimensional, and that is so deep that it's hard for me to wrap my mind around. You probably, and you both of y'all are a lot smarter than I am. You probably get it, but how many other dimensions are there? Is it uncountable, or is it just a handful?
There's several of them. There's several.
I don't know. I know that the Bible says it talks about the things that are seen and unseen.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't think it's talking about they're just invisible. They're just on another plane.
Well, you know, when Bob Dylan was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and the host, the black guy, I can't think of his name, he asked Bob, "Why do you keep doing it?" He said, "I have to. It's part of the deal." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The deal I made." "Well, who'd you make the deal with?" He said, "The commander of the unseen world." That's who he called Satan.
Yeah.
The commander of the unseen world. Does that mean he's in another dimension? Is that what that means? Can he blink in and out of our dimension?
Yeah, they can. As we speak, there's probably some in here now as we're talking.
Yes, I believe that.
But we can't see him.
Well, let me ask you this. We can only see 3% of what's theirs. That's what science tells us now. In that 97% we can't see, does that mean other dimensions?
Well, actually, and they created the electromagnetic spectrum to
lock us in,
and you can say lock us in, because our visual range is in the middle, that red, yellow, blue, green swath that's in the middle, and there's X-rays on one side and gamma rays on the other end. So
wow.
So all the actual shortwave radiation, you know, that stuff is actually dangerous, dangerous to us, and yeah. And most of the equipment that they use to produce some of those type waves, so they can, you know, punch through space time, that's dangerous to us too, you know. I mean, think about it. If you look at, if you understand, you know, how the actual Enterprise work on Star Trek, all it is a bomb. That's all it is.
That's what we always use, a controlled bomb.
Yeah. They got it under control.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And, you know, when the reactor goes critical, they have to dump the core. If they don't,
yes,
it's going to go bad.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, I've been talking for over 5 years about what we're seeing, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing here in America. And I believe what we're witnessing is the intentional implosion of our Democratic Republic. Now, this all ties in, believe it or not, this ties in with what Postman was just talking about, what Jason, what we've all been talking about, space. There has to be a one-world control system. There has to be. Because if there each planet out there has a species of animals on it, if they're trying to get some kind of government among all the planets, or a federation, as the science sci-fi shows tell us, then this planet, the third rock from the sun, this demon-infested sphere we're on, if it is indeed a sphere, we can't have 165 different people. We have to just be Earthlings. And maybe I'm wrong here, and tell me if I'm wrong, Postman, but I think that's kind of where this is headed. This new world order, this one world control system, is about us being Earthlings rather than us being Americans, Croatians, Russians. This is all about lumping us into that one Earthling box so we can be identified as Earthlings when we talk about all these other species out there. This also is a control matrix. The Bible tells us that the mark of the beast, nothing will be bought or sold without it. Well, that implies a one world financial system. If there's a one world financial system, and the Bible says there is, I believe that, then there will be a one world government. It's coming. I don't think we can stop it. We can delay it, but we can't stop it. America has to no longer be America, home of the free, land of the brave, whatever it is. We can't be that anymore if this new world order is to take place. Here's the thing. There's going to come a time where critical mass is going to be reached. What I mean is there's going to be a time when enough people will awaken from their fluoride, chemtrail, frequency-induced comas and start the process of trying to take back our country, which does belong to us, according to the documents penned by our founding fathers. Now, I have also reminded everyone that the powers that shouldn't be, they know this too, which is why they have been preparing for us to push back for decades. This explains why formerly unarmed government bureaus and departments now all carry sidearms. This explains why the government ordered 9 billion 9-millimeter hollow point shells or bullets a couple of 3 years ago. This explains why local police forces are receiving military-grade weaponry. This is why the formerly of, by, and for the people government has become so arrogant and in our face. Well, believe it or not, we're not the only one going through this. In Germany, they've finally had enough. It's beginning to happen. The people over there are fed up with having people who refuse to assimilate into German culture forced upon them. They're fed up with the massive upswing in crime, especially against women. And now they're starting to fight back against the people who have forced this upon them. I'm telling you all this to tell you that earlier this week, a guy named Dieter Gummer, a member of the notoriously pro-migrant left-wing Social Democratic Party, entered his door to find a man who he did not know who punched him in the face. Last month, an attack turned fatal as a 65-year-old Walter Lübeck, a member of Chancellor Angela Hitler Merkel's left-wing Christian Democrats, was shot in the head and killed at his home. He had been receiving death threats. They're pushing back in Germany. This is going to start as people begin to wake up. It's going to be interesting to me, y'all, and tell me what you think about this, because I think 5G is going to be used to control this type thing. They're going to be able to control the way people think, the way people respond. They're going to be able to stop this from happening electronically. You believe that? You think that's right?
It's going to be kind of difficult to do that, you know, because there's a whole bunch of people here, and plus those antennas, their influence is limited. There's not enough of them right now.
Right now.
Right.
See, this is the race. The race is, can the true patriots who are trying to take our country back, do they have enough of a head start to get this done before 5G totally takes over? I don't think they do.
Yeah. People are going to think I'm crazy, but
that's okay.
I don't care.
I get that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're among fans.
Of course. With all the particles that they're dumping into our atmosphere, the aluminum, barium, strontium, cadmium,
yep,
lithium.
God knows what else.
And who knows what else.
Desiccated red blood cells.
All these nanoparticulates and particles that are entering your bloodstream and being deposited into your brain and calcifying your pineal gland. being activated through microwave transmissions of 5G towers, I'd say that is quite possible that they can do some kind of manipulation.
I think so, too. It scares me to think about it, but
I don't know the inner workings of it, but I do know that there's been plenty of experiments, and you see it through many years of history with, you know, stimulating certain parts of the brain.
Mm-hmm. They've been playing around with waves.
Putting thoughts into your head. You remember Jesse Ventura? He did that one show.
Freaked him out. He jumped up out of the chair.
Where they put thoughts into their head. The vaccinations that that they've been given to people to take away their ability to I can't think of the right word to use, but their ability to believe in God. Mm-hmm. Where this is all documented stuff, and I mean, I can provide video footage of the. You know, the stuff being used.
Well, there was a program, and I brought this out on maybe 4 years ago on this program. There's an operation. We got a few documents leaked called Domestic Quail. Mm-hmm. I've got a few of the documents saved on my computer if they're still here. But they were talking about this, 10 years ago. They were figuring out a way to calm the population down. Because, in prisons and in concentration camps, they're fed fluoride and other things in their food to keep them subdued. That's exactly what they're doing, but they're using it. They're doing that electronically. Now, folks, we'll be back. We got to hit this break. I'm late. Be back in 3 minutes. Come back.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. As we all know, Epstein, they got him again. Do you have any idea who's in his little book? Would you like to know?
Do tell.
You know Donald Trump's name's in there. You know he's been on the plane. We've got Dershowitz. We all know Alan Dershowitz. Former President Clinton, obviously. Donald Trump. British royal family member Prince Andrew. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. former New Mexico Governor Bruce King, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. New Mexico plays heavily in all this stuff, especially child trafficking. Actor Alec Baldwin. What are the chances of that? Mr. Scumbag himself. Courtney Love. We all know the former wife of the late Kurt Cobain. Peter Soros, who, by the way, is the nephew of billionaire George Soros. Billionaire Leslie Wexner, CEO of Victoria's Secret's parent company, L Brands. And I keep reading where Victoria's Secret's models are sex objects. They're being controlled, you know, used for sex.
Right. That's, and somebody's got ritual abuse. Yeah.
Yes. And billionaire David Koch, K-O-C-H, Koch, whatever.
Coke,
whatever.
Coke. Yeah.
Prince Bandar, King Salman of Saudi Arabia. Uh-oh. He's the one that took control, as you know, a couple of years ago. Former UK PM Tony Blair, who was in cahoots with W for the war. They both have, they're both guilty of war crimes. If they go to certain countries, they'll be arrested. John Huntsman, Senator Ted Kennedy. What are the chances? Henry Kissinger, John the Munster Kerry, George Mitchell, Richard Branson, Michael Bloomsfield, Dustin Hoffman, and wait for it, Queen Elizabeth, David Rockefeller, and Edward de Rothschild. What are the chances?
Listen, all of them are in it together.
You better believe they are.
And that's up in the...
These are the ultimate controllers.
Right. They're at the higher levels. And that last name you call, that Rothschild?
Mm-hmm.
One of those is the actual, what you call, the Pandar.
What does that mean?
I won't go into detail because it's...
it's disgusting.
Yes, it is, but he sits in the in the 13th chair.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And
yep.
And he resides. He is the CEO of the United States Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. And these are the people who basically control the world.
Right.
Earth Incorporated, you mm-hmm. might say, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too. Well, Epstein, how would a stockbroker or whatever he's called, how could he become a billionaire? He was Mossad. He was Israeli intelligence. And I told you on this show probably 4 years ago that they had his island wired and videoed. Everybody who went there and had sex with a kid, they got video of it. They got audio of it. They got him by the short hairs, as my dad used to say. That way they will do the bidding of Israel. They'll do the bidding of whoever Israel wants them to do the bidding of. It's kind of how it works, folks. Epstein was Mossad all the way. This is going to be interesting. And believe it or not, this is something Barron and I agree on. If Epstein makes it to trial, I will be amazed if they kill him.
Yeah, I will be too.
I don't see it happening.
Can I take a second?
Sure.
I forgot this early in the program. Mm-hmm. I have a shout out to a new listener.
Okay.
And please. Catherine in Millbrook. Welcome to the program, Catherine. And
Absolutely. And
what we actually talked about, I'm living proof. You can do it. Be confident.
Always.
All right, we have a call?
Yes, we do. It's a Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas. Let's talk about Stargates a minute.
Please, let's.
I wanted to ask, now, are these Stargates natural, or are they? Have they been constructed? And if they have been constructed, who built them?
I think our first constructed one would be CERN. Am I right, Postman? As far as modern man?
Yeah, as far as modern man concerned, CERN was the actual largest one that ever been constructed. But they've been on the planet, you know, ever since the Earth was actually created, because Earth has several vortexes along the 33rd parallel, and in several other places, the actual poles are vortexes, and that's right. One reason, you know, why nobody can travel over on top or under the over Antarctic.
The poles, yeah.
Right, because you know, those are active vortices at all time, 24/7, and there's one that people don't know about, but it's off the coast of North Carolina. There's one right there.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And so these are
natural, right?
Yeah, some of them are, but the one that's in Iraq, that one that one was activated, you know, by an actual gate, because the gate that activates, that runs the Iraqi portal, is in the green zone right now, and okay. And it's assembled. The one that's in Syria, and that's another reason why they wanted to go into Syria and take it over, because things are about to converge, and these old gods, extraterrestrial. That's all they are. They're coming back to Earth, and it sounds crazy, but it's true.
So let me ask you this then: who then, if they were made by older gods and all, how do humans know how to use them?
They're activated by certain
harmonics.
Yeah, certain harmonics and certain iconography. And they're actually listed around the actual orifice of the gate. And right now, the quickest way to do it is just with technology.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about like Native American cultures, North and South America, of course, different tribes talking about portals where in the face of rocks that a portal would open up,
yep.
and people or creatures would pass through,
yep.
in and out, and it would open up at its own timing. You know, I guess they never figured out what the timing was. Maybe they did. I don't know, but. Just many places around North and South America, and of course all over the world, where there's stories of portals that open up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not far-fetched. And then of course you got the Bermuda Triangle,
right?
Other places like that. I mean,
and you got the Dragon's Triangle.
And then you had USS Eldridge, that I guess a portal was opened up.
Yeah, it created its own portal with technology that was aboard the vessel.
That's right.
The stuff we're talking about is documented. You just have to search it and seek it out for yourself.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you.
Absolutely. All right, fellas, have a good one.
Thank you.
All
right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, exactly. I did a lot of reading on that many, many years ago. Degaussers or something that they used to... And the weird thing is, they reported a green mist just before the ship vanished.
Yes.
And that mist has also been reported by people in the Bermuda Triangle. One set of guys, survivors on a ship, were pulling another ship, and they said the green mist enveloped the ship, and they saw the rope they were pulling it with, or the chain, was like it was floating in the air. There was nothing there. And the ship just, boop, gone. Weird stuff. It makes you wonder.
And I mean, they actually figured this out when they was building all those aircraft carriers in World War II.
Yes, yeah.